I was just going to say another tough question. How do we do that?
You tell me then.
I don't know. I'm asking you. I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, I don't know if I'll directly answer the question because I think as we're, I mean, we chuckle when we hear the question because we realize how important that's really what we want to know. I'll make one suggestion. First of all, I don't know if you've ever read in the Choice Hymns. You can use the Choice Hymns. Read the foreword to the Choice Hymns, the introduction to the Choice Hymns. And it says, many of these hymns will have to be sung as to aspiration rather than experience. Which is a very nice way of saying, you'll have to sing it like you wish it was true, even if you haven't experienced it. Draw me closer, draw me nearer, let me walk, Lord, with thee. And you know, trust and obey is the only way to be happy in Jesus. Many times we sing something and we really desire it to be true, but we know that it's not consistently true the way we would desire. But I think, I'm using that to illustrate at this point, at least we identify the desire. And I think that is part of it. Mm-hmm. That we identify what we know should be true and then ask the Lord to bring us along the pathway, because what we talked about this a little on Sunday too. We have a long-standing habit of our natural selves doing what we tend to want to do. And we were really good at it for a long, long time because we had no other options before we were saved. And so that tendency became very strong. Certain types of reactions, and certain people have certain types of reactions different from others, but all of us have natural tendencies that we might say come to the surface first. And to identify that before we're in conflict and say, you know, I want to be minded, you know, we sang, may the mind of Christ, my Savior, rule my life in everything. And we might say that is a start. If we want to be closer to the Lord, if we want to be more conformed to the image of His Son, then we are linking ourselves up with God's desire for us. God wants to conform us more to the image of His Son. So if we start out by saying, I want to be purposeful in conflict to respond in a more godly way than I have, God will start us there. The man, I'm thinking of the man in Mark chapter 9, where his son was demon-possessed, and he came to the Lord, and the Lord said, and he said to the Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion and help us. And the Lord says, especially clear in Darby's translation, the if you can is not for me, it's for you. If you can believe, all things are possible to those who believe. And the Father said, I believe, but help my unbelief. And I think that's the place where we start out. We had in the morning study this morning that Ruth was determined to follow Naomi. The determination was a starting point for Ruth. She had predetermined her course, and she wasn't swayed by the things that Naomi said to her. Daniel purposed in his heart that he was not going to defile himself, so when it came time for a decision, he already had an intentional plan. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth. And so if we start out being minded a certain way, to be fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace in Romans 8. So if we start out with an intention, when we come to a conflict, we may find it challenging. We will find it challenging to allow the Lord to change us. Our first reaction is going to be coming to the fore. But in process of time, and I don't mean to make it sound like a natural process, but sometimes spiritual processes take time. Even though it's the work of the Spirit of God, it's a development of a spiritual habit that's replacing a natural habit.
I'd like to pick up on that word. I'd like to pick up on that word, the development of a spiritual habit. I think that is the key for us. And it says Abraham began to call upon the name of the Lord. There was a development. He began to call upon the name of the Lord. Back in chapter 12, in verse 4, I think it was. At the end of verse 4. I'd like to suggest this. Brother Sam brought us to Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians, it says, walk in the Spirit. It says, keep in step with the Spirit. It says, be led by the Spirit. And how do we do those things? I'd like to suggest something. Just trying to be very practical and very real for us. that we cannot all of a sudden one day say, you know what, I'm going to be filled with the Spirit today. Because that won't happen. That's not going to happen. It's a Brother Steve said, it's a development. And I would suggest this. Where it says in Ephesians, in 5:18 of Ephesians, be filled with the Spirit of God. It's very interesting because then it goes on to talk about all different avenues and different aspects of our Christian life. In the sister book to Ephesians, Colossians, the Spirit of God is only mentioned once, and that's kind of been brief in verse 8, chapter 1. The thought, in Ephesians, it's mentioned every single chapter. But it covers the same areas of our Christian life. But it doesn't say be filled with the Spirit, and then covers all those areas. But what it does say is let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. And then out of that flows every area of our Christian life. And so I want to suggest the way we get filled with the Spirit is not all of a sudden one day it happens, but it's a development as I am, number one, calling upon the name of the Lord, and number two, as I'm in the Word of God. I can't expect the Spirit of God to do anything in me if I'm not in this book. I can't expect it. Now, He may, and it might be pretty rash, it might be pretty severe what He might do, but He takes the Word of God, the Lord Jesus said, He takes the things that are mine and makes them precious to you. And so He fills us. We're controlled. The word filled means to be controlled. And the only way, so that when strife comes between us, I'm controlled by the Spirit. Because why? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So I want to really emphasize that for us.
So I understand that the expectation of that. So what Paul tells Timothy is to give attendance till I come, give attendance to you. And that's the personal, the private, and public reading of the Word of God. And that, I believe, is the basis, the beginning of everything that for us to be able to handle issues. That we have to pay attention to it. We cannot simply neglect it and expect that magically things are going to happen. It comes from time in the Word of God. Yeah.